As today's gospel is a continuation of yesterday's gospel, we see that Nicodemus is a hardhead. He's very stubborn, and he doesn't want to change. We know that Nicodemus sees our Lord at night. He doesn't want to meet our Lord in the day, but rather he advises for a secret meeting with Jesus. And he's questioning Jesus. He knows he's heard about Jesus. He knows who Jesus is. And he comes to this belief that Jesus is the Son of God. But yet he's very stubborn, and we know this through yesterday's gospel, but also today, which he keeps questioning Jesus on what he's saying. And Jesus flats out and says to him, "You're the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand this." Nicodemus is some of us sometimes. It's all of us at one point. So we become so stubborn and fixed in what we want that we don't see what God is doing in front of us. We ask and we pray God for this. We ask God for that. You say, "God, I need you to answer these prayers for me. I need you to do this for me." And Jesus sometimes very clearly says to us, "You don't need that. I'm giving you something else." But how often is it that we are like Nicodemus, where we're stubborn and we don't see it? We're always fixed on what we need and what we want, rather than putting the focus on what God wants for us, what we need from God. Nicodemus here isn't open to the Holy Spirit, isn't open to what Jesus is wanting to do for him and for the Jewish people. He is himself the barrier to God. And here he is. God is right in front of him. So it is also with us, that God is right in front of us. And he wants us to realize that he has a much greater plan for us. And he points here to Nicodemus of him being raised on the cross. And he's saying, on the cross, suffering and pain, distraction, difficulties, has a meaning. And he points to us. And for us, it is a consolation that our sufferings, the difficulties that we may encounter today, has meaning, has a reason. And maybe that reason we don't realize in the moment. Maybe it will take us a long time, a lifetime, to realize why he's put this difficulty in our lives. But he's saying, "Trust me. Trust me. When you pray, ask for my will to be done, not yours. When you are suffering, when you are experiencing difficulties, allow me to take that burden for you. Allow me to be there for you. Call out for me." And we see that when we are open to the working of the Holy Spirit, we ask for God to act in our lives as he wants it, then three things come about. And we see this in the first reading in the Acts of Apostles. That after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to God the Father, it changed the community. One, they were unified. They're unified as a community. Two, they were generous. They gave to those in need. They didn't count the cost. They were generous. And second, they were trusting. They were trusting that they gave all that they had and put it at the foot and the feet of the apostles, trusting that the apostles would know how to use that generosity, to use what they've given to give to those in need. Those are signs in our lives that we can identify and see the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. When we don't see unity, when we don't see generosity, when we don't see trust in our lives, that means that we still are needing to work in trusting the Holy Spirit is working and to give of ourselves to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide us to know how to be more unified with those around us, your families, your spouses, your friends, your community. Be more generous in not just giving money, but your time. And to be more trusting. Trusting in your spouse, trusting in your family, trusting in those who you encounter, and trusting in the Lord.